This is the closing market report for the 16th day of March. I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined by Drew Lerner, who's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, to talk about the weather forecast. Drew, let's start in South America. Harvest conditions are like what today?
They are just about ideal in Argentina. They've been drying down. They got way too much rain back in February, and the ground was so wet that there was serious flooding going on. There was a lot of talk about reduced production because of that. But the conditions have steadily improved since then, and we do have a firm soil at the moment, and aggressive field work should be taking place along with crop maturation. We have a storm that's going to occur tomorrow into the weekend that will stop that, and we'll see a reversal once again with some wetter conditions. But it's only a 2 or 3 day period disruption, and they'll go right back into dry weather for most of next week. So they look good for the most part. Now, in Brazil, there's been a problem with too much moisture in the center-south crop areas in recent weeks, and that, too, is going to come to an end. We're going to see a better environment for firming up that soil, and so the bottom line for Brazil is going to be a more aggressive harvest for at least the next week to 10 days, and there's still enough moisture around, though, to help support that second-season corn and cotton crop that follows the beans.
In the United States, it looks like the westerlies are going to change things a bit. What does it mean for us later in the week?
Well, it looks like we'll see some colder air coming in from the north, from Canada. We'll expect to see some frost and freeze conditions to occur across parts of the U.S. central and northern plains, most of the Midwest, and eventually down into the lower Mississippi River Basin area and the southeastern states. The cold, it won't be all that significant for us in the Midwest here, and probably won't be all that significant for the hard red winter wheat country either, although there'll be some burning back of new crop development, but not in a harmful way. But for the Delta and the Southeast, those areas are going to see some pretty nippy temperatures, and the crop is maybe a little bit more advanced down that way. So we might do some minor damage to production in these minor production areas. Obviously, there's not a large volume of wheat that comes out of those areas, so the impact is going to be fairly minor.
Speaking of the Delta region, an awful lot of rainfall. Will they begin to dry out enough for producers to plant corn?
We are very concerned about the Delta from that perspective. No, I don't believe that they're going to dry down enough. They will have about 5 to 6 days worth of relatively good drying conditions, and they'll just get to the point where they can get back into the fields, and then it's going to rain again. And there's some of the extended models out there that are suggesting repetitive rain possibly coming up here in the last days of March and into early April, and if that happens, we're going to have some pretty serious delays in farming in that particular area.
How about other areas of the United States on the longer term, the Midwest, the Southwest? What do you see? Anything of concern for that April beginning time frame?
Well, I think it looks like maybe the lower Ohio River Basin area will get involved on some of this wetter biased conditions as we move into April. So some of that early planting that likes to occur in Missouri and Illinois early in the month may get delayed a little bit. We'll see what happens when we move later in the month, but I think we're probably going to see some precipitation issues. And also in hard red winter wheat country, it's not raining very much. There's a little system that will bring some moisture into that region here later this week, but I don't think it's going to be enough, and we are going to have some warmer than normal weather coming up, and they're definitely going to need some significant moisture to support that crop.
Thank you so much, Drew, for taking the time with us today.
You bet. Have a great day afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Yovi Extension's Todd Gleason.